You're listening to a podcast produced solely by the students of Elm Grove Middle School's STEM program. Thanks for the support.
Hi, I'm Addison.
I'm Cutter.
And I'm Hannah. And this is Elm Grove STEM Talk.
Hey guys, we're back.
So in our last podcast, we told you about the creation of complex elements.
Well, now we're going to tell you guys what they were used for.
How did the complex elements form the new universe?
Well, it's not really that simple. We all know that in the last podcast, when stars heat up and die, new elements form. But do we all know the entire process?
Lucky for you, that's what we're going to break down for you today.
So when you look at a periodic table, the first two elements are hydrogen and helium. Hydrogen has one proton and one electron. Helium has two protons and two electrons.
That's right. Well, did you guys know that 98% of our universe is made of hydrogen and helium?
Yeah, but what's the other 2%?
It's the rest of our universe.
Yeah, the 2% is very tiny in the grand scheme of things, but it's extremely important.
Yeah, that's right. But we want to know exactly what's inside of that 2%. Addison, do you know this one?
Of course. I'm a genius. That 2% is super important, like Cutter said. The universe contains a variety of different elements in that 2%. And because I'm a genius, I'm going to explain them to you. In that 2% is the periodic table, not including the other 98%, which is hydrogen and helium. There's 116 elements without the hydrogen and helium on the periodic table. Speaking of which, Cutter, what's another very common element on our periodic table?
Isn't it obvious? Carbon helps make up most of the life forms on Earth.
Exactly. You know, it's only 2% of our universe, but it means so much.
I know. If only I could talk about hydrogen and helium all day, but that would take forever, and there wouldn't be any balloon animals involved.
It would take a while, for sure, but it is pretty self-explanatory.
Yep. It's entirely just hydrogen and helium.
You know how I was saying something about carbon hyping life on Earth earlier in class?
Yes.
Well, I really don't know that much about it. Do any of you guys?
I know for sure that I don't.
You bet I do.
Would you mind explaining all of it?
Not at all. Carbon is able to make up to 4 bonds. That's what allows carbon to help make up most of the life in the universe. Us ourselves are made up of 18% carbon. This allows for longer DNA strands that make more complex elements. This builds better chemical compounds that help compose our bodies. It eventually allows for dinosaurs to emerge, and 65 billion years later, humans. Almost all of the life on Earth is made up of carbon. Carbon naturally occurs as carbon-12, which is 99% of the carbon. The 1% is pretty much any other carbon.
You know, that's pretty crazy that just a little bit of carbon can make that much life.
I know, it's amazing.
Hey, Cutter.
Yeah?
I have a question.
Ask away.
Did you know, like other elements, carbon is used in almost everything, such as diamonds, graphite, textiles, and all life on Earth is carbon-based, along with other objects, too.
Of course, carbon is almost in anything you can think of.
Now, this is getting good, but we'll be back after a short word from our sponsors. You know that really buggy person you're dying to get rid of? Well, spray off spray, and they'll get out of your face.
From Universal Feather.
Hey, Hannah.
Yeah?
We know about the elements, but what did they add to our universe?
Yeah, it's been bugging me this whole time.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I know a little bit about this one. Scientists have a name for the creation of our universe, and it's called the Big Bang. This theory explains space and time and how they emerge together. Almost 13.799 and 0.21 billion years ago, with a fixed amount of energy and matter. Well, also during the formation of our universe, almost 14 billion years ago, in the so-called Big Bang, only the lightest elements were formed, such as hydrogen, helium, lithium, and beryllium.
That was a lot of big words.
Yeah, but it's informational.
I didn't even know I knew so much. Okay, guys, I have an idea.
What is it?
What if we do a pop quiz?
Sure, let's test each other.
Okay, Cutter, how many elements are on the periodic table without hydrogen and helium?
Easy, 118.
No, that's with hydrogen and helium.
Oh, I know, 116.
That's right.
You realize you pretty much gave away the answer.
Well, my turn. Addison, what were the lightest elements formed during the Big Bang?
Hydrogen, helium, beryllium, and lithium.
Hey, you cut me off.
That's right.
Fine, it's my turn then.
Okay, fine.
What percent of carbon are we made of?
8%?
Nope, it's 81.
Actually, it's 18%.
Well, now I feel dumb.
Well, you just gave a long speech about what complex elements add to our universe. You can't really be that dumb. Speaking of dumb, what is it, like, what if carbon runs out?
Of course not. Carbon is one of our life resources.
Yeah. Any life resources will just keep on reusing, like water and air.
But nobody filters air, so we could be breathing the same air Donald Trump has breathed.
Yes, but no. Maybe from when he was a child, but not from, like, 3 hours ago.
You know, this is getting good, but we'll be back after another word from our sponsors.
What are we gonna do for our play? We have nothing to wear.
Well, lucky for you, there's now findyourcostume.com to find the perfect costume for your play.
From Stars Collide Entertainment. You know, this whole thing was getting good and all.
Plus, we learned a lot.
But, hey guys, I think our time's up.
Thank
you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
I'm Cutter.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Addison.
And this is Umgro STEM Talk.
Signing off!
We got all of our information from the proud scientists of Big History Project
and Science Learning Hub.
And don't forget LifeScience.com. Thank you.
Goodbye.